The Mishnah says on Daf Kav Zayin Mabez that if a person says Shvua Shal Eichel Kikav Zivu Shvua Shal Achlana Shvua Shal Achlana V'Achla Einu Chayv Ala Achas, he's only Chayv one. So the Gemara is a kasha that if the Mishnah wants to teach us that a Shvua is not Chal Shvua, why do we have to say these three cases? Why don't you just say two? Asulamali, what's the chiddush of this third Shvua? And the Gemara says Hakam Hashvah Chiyul Behu Deleka Hashvua Ika the Mishkachas Rafcha Chayla. That the Mishnah is teaching us, even though the Shvua is not Chal and you're not over on it, but it's still hanging around, it's still there, and if the Revach will come, if there's space for it to be Chal, then it will be Chal. Like Rabbi says, that if you're Shel on the first Shvua, now the second Shvua would be Chal, because now there's Malkin for the second Shvua to be Chal, and you would be Chayv on it. Rashi is Mazur that the Pshat in this is, he says, V'chenim Nishal Shtaim Chala Aleah Shlish Yislef Yishah Chacham Iker Hanedim Yikarei Shepesach Lo B'charata B'habik Mishal Anadar B'chala Shniel Lamafreya. So Rashi's masbe that being that the chacham is oikin the nedim ikarei, and it's as if the shvua is never here. So now the second shvua could be chal, the third shvua could be chal because there's makom for it to be chal. But it's masbe from Rashi that this din is only true because the chacham is oikin the nedim ikarei. And lefi this, the achrenim remedayik, the shach means in the marmins that by the baal who is made from mikano laba, not lamafreya, then in echanami we would not say that the shvua would be chal because over there there's no akir lamafreya, the akir is only mikano laba. But the shaila is, why should that be true? We know that by enes echal iser, even though this is not chal, but the gemara says it's mitla tali v'kai, the iser is hanging around, it's hanging in the air, and if the first iser goes off, then the second iser will be chal at that point, even though the iser is not nekel mafreya, it's mikano laba, but once you remove it, now the iser will be chal. So why should shvua be any different? Why do you need to say that chacham is oikil mafreya, now the mafreya was never there, and it will be chal, even if it's oikil mikano laba, once you remove the shvua that was here, now there's room for the second shvua to be chal, and it should be chal at that point. So why does it need to be lemafreya dafka? And it seems to be the pshat, this is how Rabbi Kibeger is masber, quoting this, the Shita the Shach, that the pshat is that shvua is different than in Issachal Isser. The Bay in Issachal Isser, there's a metzias of an Isser here, the Isser is here. It just can't be chal, so it's waiting around to be chal. Once we remove Isser once, Isser two will be chal. But shvua is different. Shvua is not a metzias of an Isser. Shvua is something which is, when you are mighty the shvua mipiv, it has to be chal. If it's not chal at that point, then it's gone, it evaporates. It's not there bichlal. There is no shvua at all. It can't be hanging around because there's no metzias of a shvua. It can't be metzias of an Isser. So if you're going to be oikir the first shvua l'mafreya, now you could say l'mafreya was chal b'shas maisa. But if it's not an akir l'mafreya, it's only nekem mikano laba. So then the shvua is no longer ba'ilam and it won't be chal. Mashen can be enis chal Isser, where the Isser is a metzias. Therefore, it could be chal once you remove the first Isser, even if the removal is only mikano laba.